Revolutions for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays 2 to 4 p.m. Pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution.
Black faces, black traces.
Restez bien des nôtres sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF à Montréal avec moi-même Khalid. Ces rythmes internationaux dits funky, ces espoirs, ces dernières des solutions que nous nommons la révolution. Et oui, les traces noires, on aurait débuté avec cet album Reggae de 1982 du Montréalais Boule Noire. Album en fait enregistré au Jamaïque, même à Los Angeles. Album avec certains des grands du reggae, en outre Augustus Pablo. On aurait entendu et débuté l'émission qui annonce en fait dans notre deuxième heure cette saveur du reggae. Black Tracks, c'est entour de Boule Noire. Aujourd'hui, dans notre deuxième heure, on tourne vers la Jamaïque et la voix, le chant, le DJ U-Roy. Un de nos favoris, il est décédé au mois de février à l'âge de 79 ans et nous allons lui payer un hommage. Sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF, ce son qui a été révolutionnaire un peu partout sur la planète se trouve dans un album assez particulier en provenance de l'Afrique du Sud, sorti au début de l'année. L'album s'intitule Hikamori Blue. On parle de l'artiste Spoek Matambo. Et on continue on the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions avec Sometimes I Sing the Blues.
Do rag with my chest case in like a crushed beer. black man with dreads and stonewashed jeans is palming stuff into the hands of three people who are walking up to him in Brixton. The police turn the corner and jump out the car, and he puts what's in his hands quickly in his mouth. They ask him to open his mouth. He opens his mouth and all his teeth are gold. The sun reflecting on the gold teeth is drawing attention. People start to film on their mobile phones. The police become aware of the gathering crowd. They ask him what he's doing. He says he's giving gold to poor people. They ask him to check his pockets. He tells them to go ahead. They start pulling handfuls of gold nuggets so pure they're nearly yellow. They ask him where did he get all this gold from. He says he's the great-great-great-grandchild of Mansa Musa, the richest African that ever lived. They ask him his name. He says George Mansa Musa. They run a check on his name. He has no prior records. They arrest him anyway. He asks them why he's being arrested. They say he needs a permit to deal with gold. He says he's not a dealer. He's giving it away for free. They arrest him anyway, put cuffs on him, press his head down into the car. By the time they turn the corner, the chain links of the handcuffs are turning gold.
All pretty much new music on this flight of the mothership, at least in our first hour, before heading into the second and our tribute to U-Roy, toaster extraordinaire, who passed away this last February at the age of 79. This is Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid, hoping you stay with us as we reach into that second hour and the natty rebel sounds of U-Roy. We started actually with the exception to this first hour of new music, a 1982 album recorded in part in Jamaica, a little bit in L.A., with some of the reggae greats, including Winston Family Barrett, Augusto Pablo, among others. From Montreal, Boule Noir's album, Reggae. And we started the program with Black Tracks, C'est ton tour. This last set started with South African Spoek Matambo, interesting kind of album called Hikamori Blue. We heard Sometimes I Sing the Blues. And the next couple of songs that we followed up set the tone for this first hour and the eclecticism that I wanted to check out in terms of new music over the last year. After that, we followed up with King Midas Sound. They had an album at the end of the year called It's Time. We heard the track Gold, ever in the Midas touch of things. After that, an album from Ganawa-influenced and some Ganawa musicians out of Morocco, but an eclectic collective in London, I believe. The album is called El Hal, The Feeling, just released by Electric Jalaba, the song Tora Tora. And then somebody I didn't get to play too much before COVID started in our cassette archive series was broadcast last year. He had a first album that drew quite a lot of attention and has something just released a couple of weeks ago called Vexillology, the Moroccan producer Gedra Gedra, and we heard Seven Poets. I will come back to him as we pursue the nebulous idea of Nafrofuturism in a few weeks. Some of the work he's been doing is really quite interesting in terms of, taking some of the folkloric music of the Maghreb, particularly Morocco, and infusing it with a kind of DJ's perspective. Seven Poets. And then out of South Africa, and again, this set really does kind of presage the rest of the music or tones that I want to present to you a little later in the program. Out of South Africa, DJ Black Low, accompanied on this track by Mr. Perfect and DJ La Bengua. The album is called Uwami, released also at the top of the year, Alone in a Dark, on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. In our second hour, we turn to U-Roy, one of my favorites, and a gentleman who's accompanied by cassette at least all over the world in my decades of travel and music foraging. But before we get that, we have a few brief messages to share with you. We'll be back after these.
Yo, this is the boy King Shadrack, and I wanted to check out the brand new album called Phoenix Rising. Said, oh, yeah. The 23rd of April, brand new album Phoenix Rising. Check it out, my album 2021. Yo, stream it, buy it, download it, check it out. Phoenix Rising. My thing.
In Quebec, vaccination against COVID-19 is underway, but not everybody is protected yet. Even if you've been vaccinated, you still need to respect basic health measures, like wearing a mask, maintaining social distancing, and washing your hands regularly. You must also get tested if you have symptoms and follow self-isolation guidelines. Find out about the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Follow all the health guidelines, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky. Hey, hey, hey. Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal on Funky Revolutions, we continue the program with another Moroccan musician, equally experimental, based in Ganawa rhythms often, but in a completely different style and approach. This album was released, I guess, early 2020 and accompanied me through much of the confinement, early morning hours, late as well. A beautiful album entitled Magic Spirit Quartet with musician Majid Bekas leading his quartet and collaborators with Ganawa influences as well as some more traditional rhythms, but laid out through basically jazz. A first track for us, at least today anyways, Hassaniya on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Yeah. Rastafari.
gentleman who's taken note and been noticed, whether in Afrofuturist circles or just in his jazz explorations. This particular album also attracted a lot of attention in 2020. We are sent here by history. The artist Shabaka and the Ancestors, an eclectic group of musicians out of South Africa, some of whose music is really, really quite interesting. Difficult to find in terms of recordings, but some of their live performances that you can find on the web are really quite interesting. We heard Till the Freedom Comes to wrap up this set, and we started with Moroccan jazz musician Majid Bekas and the Magic Spirit Quartet with Hassania. This leads me to another group that I introduced to you back in 2019 when they had the Black Bantu Consciousness record. This is the soundtrack to a wonderful film called Uprise, which really looks at the student uprisings of 1976 and 1977 in South Africa. The group is Spaza, and I really wanted to share this particular album. Really wonderful documentary for the documentary film called Uprise. I thought I'd select for you one of the more extended musical pieces, and then some of the words that are associated come out of the film and speak about the importance of the Black Consciousness Movement in 1970s South Africa under apartheid regime, a theme we've explored through our series on South African music, the development of soul and funk, which was part of our cassette archives re-releases over the last year. On CKUT 90.3 FM, on Funky Revolutions, Spaza and Sizwile on CKUT. Thank you.
There is no greater force in this whole world than an idea whose time has arrived. An idea whose time has arrived. And that idea, ladies and gentlemen, is black consciousness, which is going to free the black man from the shackles of white imperialism, white slavery, white oppression. Power!
Black consciousness movement was the best thing that ever happened to us because it took away the brainwashing of that apartheid was instilling in our minds through the education, the so-called Bantu education that they were giving us in schools.
The main aim actually in developing black consciousness as an ideology now was to try to make people be proud of themselves, proud of their color. For quite a number of years, the main aim of blacks was to try to become whites, which is physically impossible and psychologically frustrating.
A great deal has been said about the threat that black consciousness movements pose, but surely they also have cultural affiliations and activities?
Oh yes, they've got drama association, and the drama associations get together, they have all sorts of plays, rather activistic plays, and they have all sorts of poetry readings and so on, but I can give you an example.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Did you get vaccinated?
Not yet, but I will soon.
And which one are you getting?
I'm getting the dance vaccine.
The dance vaccine? Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's gonna be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The People's Sound is calling. The Suwannee Perry Public